The Lord be with you. God has invited you to be here this morning, and you said yes to that invitation. And I say that because there could be a whole bunch of other things you could be doing right now. You could have said, I'm going to sleep in a little bit longer. Or you could have said, you know what, I'm going to get ready for the NFL football games today. No, this morning when there was a little nudge, God was inviting you to come to church, and everyone here said yes. So I'm thankful that you answered yes to his gracious invitation to be here this morning. A couple announcements before we begin this morning. To hear more about how God is so awesome and continues to invite us into a relationship with him. The first is that this week I will be away Monday evening all the way to Thursday evening for the All Workers Northwest District Conference, and that is in beautiful Kennewick, Washington. Man, nothing against Kennewick. But yes, I will be away. If you have any pastoral emergencies or concerns or prayers, the elders are ready to take that call, pray with you, and they are available. Other announcements to share with you, important one, is that next Sunday, Sunday, October 22nd, is the beginning of confirmation. Our training in the fall season, we're going to do 7 Sundays. So if you are in confirmation, you'll see the letter that came in the mail, I think, this week. Or if you know someone in the neighborhood that might have been asking questions about confirmation. We've actually had a couple phone calls this summer about that. Let your neighbors know that we are starting confirmation next Sunday at 7 p.m. here at Peace. Other announcements to share this morning. I'll pass it on along to Peggy.
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody that participated in the Love Ink Layout project. And we still have, you'll see some of it left, but it just overflowed the boxes. So thank you very much for that. June's Kids Closet is going to meet Tuesday at 1 o'clock and invite anyone that wants to come down and help play with little clothes. And then next Sunday is LWML Sunday, and that's Lutheran Women's Missionary League. And this is a Sunday that we honor the women that are in the missionary service that we support and are involved in. And we invite every woman to wear purple. So we'll have 50 shades of purple, as Carol says.
All right, Jenny.
The bazaar is just 4 Saturdays away. I'm sure all the ladies' hands, if not the gentlemen as well, have been very busy with their creations. We know that the baskets are pretty much family-sponsored. However, would like to give a special invitation to the gentlemen out there that might be talented as well, might give us some birdhouses or door hangers or lawn ornaments, coat racks, whatever you might come up with would be greatly appreciated. There is an insert in today's bulletin. Please hang on to that so you know what our deadlines are. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny. And Elaine.
Just a heartfelt thank you from Andrew and Emily for last week's shower. Because they're Andrew and Emily, people may not get their thank you notes till after the wedding. They're pretty busy. She's flying to Florida this week to be in a national ultimate frisbee tournament. But one thing Andrew did say last week is that home is Gene Place, but home is also Peace Lutheran Church. And the welcome they receive, the welcome any of our kids, grandkids receive, no matter how long anyone's been here or not, is just wonderful. And I think it's wonderful that we can bring friends and family to church and they feel that they are home. So thank you for the outpouring of love that you gave to him and to Emily. It meant a lot to them and us.
Witherly.
If you love that, I brought it and I stuck it in the freezer at church. Sorry, Elaine. It's here. I'm not taking it home. Sorry, Elaine. So if you want it, just go get some. Oh, and I just love the decorations in the foyer. Just fills my heart with joy. Thank you to whoever does that. So beautiful.
Awesome. I saw a few fist pumps for the liver, Witherly. Actually, in today's parable, Jesus tells a parable, and they killed the fattened calf. So that's perfect. This fits. We planned this perfectly for today's parable.